Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Vanguard Albany Symphony, Inc. is a fundraising organization for the Albany Symphony Orchestra. Vanguard members serve as ushers at ASO concerts, help with mailings, provide refreshments to the orchestra musicians at concert intermissions and rehearsals, house and offer transportation to out-of-town musicians and composers, and provide educational support for the Tiny Tots concerts and other programs. The Vanguard Designer Showhouse is an annual fundraiser held over a three-week period each spring. Over the years, visitors to the showhouse have enjoyed seeing both historic homes and new homes. The rooms and houses are decorated by area interior decorators. This year, the Vanguard Designer Showhouse is stepping into new territory at 17 Chapel Street, a historic building in downtown Albany that has recently been renovated to house 24 boutique condominiums, and Vanguard's designers have decked out three of the condos for their tour. This year, the showhouse is titled Urban Elegance, and each of the three homes presents beautiful design elements and magnificent views of the Albany architecture and the Hudson River. The showhouse opens today and runs through May 20th. Barbara Richer is the president of Vanguard's board of directors, and she took me on a tour of Urban Elegance last week while things were still being put together. So we are in quite a different setup this year than previous years. Tell us about it.
We're in a totally different setup, and I think it's a tribute to Vanguard's ability to change with the times and move forward. We are very, very excited. When we set out to look for this year's place, I was in the Albany Symphony office at one point and looking down Chapel Street and saw that this building that had been here since the late 1920s was being renovated somehow. And there were big cranes and a lot of work going on. And I was told that they were going to be condominiums. And I mentioned to the person standing with me, wouldn't that be something to do condominiums for a change, right? At the palace and at the ASO front door. But I wasn't thinking seriously about it. And then a few months later, I looked again to see how they were coming along. And I was very, very impressed with the website and with the architecture and with the attention to detail. So I actually came and paid them a visit. I was just blown away. They really are very, very special. They're not boxy like I think of condos. They're very much gracious homes. The largest one that we'll be doing is over 2,100 square feet, so it's a very, you know, good size home. And then we have two others that we're doing, and also the model condo. So this year we're actually showing four homes all in one building.
And we are at 17 Chapel Street, and you wanted to make sure that potential visitors know there is free parking for the duration of the Vanguard Showhouse.
Absolutely. So many times in the past few months, we've said, oh, we're doing this wonderful condo at 17 Chapel Street. And people will say, well, nobody will come. There's never any parking downtown. So we made sure to take care of that directly across from Cap Rep, next to the First Church, the corner of North Pearl and Sheridan. There is free parking for all folks coming to the Vanguard Showhouse. So it's literally 20 steps from that parking lot into the front door of 17 Chapel.
We are in the lobby right now, but let's get up to the condos and start looking around.
One of the things that struck me, I just said that we like to keep with the times, and I was proud that we were doing condominiums this year. And I can also say that that's very much the philosophy of the Albany Symphony Orchestra. We have won over 30 awards for their production and commissioning and playing of modern American music. And so I like to think that this is a tribute to them as well. This is a modern American way to live, and we will have the show houses will be filled with the ASO music this year.
Great.
And everyone that comes will come in through the reception area and then get on this really beautiful elevator, and it will take you up to the roof deck, which will be your first stop. I should say, too, that we have some wonderful partnerships with art galleries in the area. So when you enter, you'll see the center gallery immediately on the wall by our table. And they are having many regional artists displayed in the hallways and in some of the art design spaces. And the Sorrell Gallery from Stuyvesant Plaza also will be seen in the hallways and the designer spaces, as well as individual artists who are showing with us this year. So it's kind of like not just four show houses, but really like being at three different galleries, which is very special.
We have arrived on the roof deck, which overlooks the lovely skyline of Albany.
You say it kind of tongue-in-cheek, the lovely skyline of Albany.
Oh, no, I like it. I think it's neat.
It really is, and I think that I was not appreciative of it until the first day I came up, and now having come up so many times in the last 2.5 months, I'm still just blown away and thrilled by seeing what you can see from this 8th floor. You look off in the direction of the D&H building and see the wonderful, wonderful towers down there, and the First Church here. Off the other side of this balcony, you look off towards church steeples that just dot the horizon of Albany much, much more than we imagine when we're driving around or walking around downtown. The Palace Theater is so amazing. You can see all the way down to the Hudson River. It's amazing. It puts you really in touch on an eye level with the architecture, the Dutch architecture, the feeling of Europe, the sense of, you know, where the history of Albany comes from, and much more so than when you're down walking or driving. So this is a very special place, and this is a common area for everyone that has a home here. And it is a design space. Right now we just have furniture. Our outdoor master gardener has astonishing plans for this place, but she's been back every single day putting things back in the cupboards because it's been so unseasonably cold. We have some beautiful sculpture up here too by Bob Turan, who's exhibited with us before, and it's perfect in that corner. So you will go in the lobby up to the roof deck, which is the 8th floor, and then you'll come down to the 5th floor, on which we have 3 homes, our largest, the Grand Hudson View. Our lobby right here on the 5th floor is being beautifully decked out by a designer, and all of the artwork is from the Sorrell Gallery. There'll be signage throughout, so there won't be any problems with finding your way around, but you'll hear some folks in the background who are madly getting ready still. Some of our designers are still working. 501, the Grand Hudson View, is the largest, almost 2,200 square feet in the Grand Hudson View. Would you like to take a step in?
You know I would.
You come right into the gallery, and from the gallery we'll walk into the great room. And boy, Sarah, I hope you'll agree with me that this is very, very sensational.
It's gorgeous.
Incredibly nice combination of traditional contemporary by Barbara Bishop. Each of our homes has a great room, which is the open concept living room, dining room, kitchen. And so the designers have been challenged to make all 3 of those spaces work together. And we've been so lucky to be in 3 entirely different floor plans, so that in one we have this wonderful combination of traditional and contemporary. In one home is a country French, and in another home is very contemporary. But each one of them is just like magic. This one, the Grand Hudson View, actually has 2 balconies as well, one off the dining room, living room here, and one off the master bedroom. Each one of the units also, very smartly, has a study, a separate study/library. I think all of us can agree in our own homes, it's nice to have that room that we can escape to. As much as we love our partner or our hard dog or our cat, it's nice to have a private room to escape to. And each of these floor plans includes a wonderful study or library room to get off to. In the Grand Hudson View, we have a beautiful guest bath. This is my favorite room, I think, in the whole place, this beautiful guest bedroom looking out at the First Church, which is really just lovely.
That's fantastic.
And an astonishing master bedroom, with views down to the D&H Towers and all over Albany, and its own private little balcony there. Is this beautiful?
It is. It's lovely.
And then the bathroom, which
is
really large enough for a separate room all unto itself. So they've spared no expense, and the designer has spared no creativity in making this a really special unit.
In previous houses, rooms have been designed by different people. In this one, do you have a designer for each unit, or are the rooms still split up a bit?
No, it's been really fun this year. We have separate designers for every room in each unit. It's been a bit of a challenge for those of us who are putting the overall project together, but it's allowed for a lot of freedom and creativity for the designers. Typically, we would have one house, and everyone would try to stay within that feeling of that one house. But here we were able to really branch out and have 3 entirely different kinds of homes. And so the designers, surprisingly, because we didn't plan it necessarily that way, but they look at each other, they get a feeling from each other, and we're very blessed to have the best in the capital region, I think, designers. And when they come together, they just breathe a common life into each home. I don't know how they do it, but I hope you'll agree that as you go through here, you get just a wonderful feeling of a very integrated, very beautiful home. But each of the rooms is individual. I guess that's a better way to say it. Mm-hmm. Each of them is very individual. For those of you who have been to show houses before, you know, I would love to mention every single designer in the place. But since we're walking through this space right now, I will say that those of you who are familiar with show house will want to, again, look at Arthur Fowler's beautiful floor cloths, which have become sort of a trademark of the show house. And we are walking right past one of them now. We will be stopping at 505 on the regular tour, which is the model condo that Rosenblum Development put together so that people interested in the condominiums would have a finished unit to look at. And it is really quite gorgeous, quite contemporary, and it will be on the tour. And it was completely done by Valerie Dela Cruz. And now we're down at the show house, 504, the Capitol. And it's just like you've walked down a neighborhood street into your next best friend's home, and it's completely a French country look.
It is, yeah.
Well, it's very cozy. Mm-hmm. I think where 501, the Grand Hudson View, has huge spaces. This has very huge, comfortable spaces also, but it has a much cozier feeling, and it is indeed quite a bit smaller at about 1,700 square feet. And a beautiful view of the Capitol, of the roofs of the Capitol. These homes are very gracious homes. There is nothing boxy or left to chance about them. They really are just really beautifully designed. Bassett even brought their own fireplace. Every unit has a fireplace in the living room, but they very much thought they'd like to have a fireplace in this master bedroom, and so they brought their own, and it's perfect.
It is.
Now we're coming to 302, which is our the final home that folks will see. They are invited to stop at 301 either before or after their time in the homes and learn a little bit more about what it would be to live here, what it would cost to live here, what options they would have, what the different floor plans are like. So that is their office there, and 302 is our lovely contemporary condominium. Patty Connors and Mary Korzynski have done this unit. And again, we're in a great room. So walk this way with me, and I'll show you how big these units actually are.
Wow.
I mean, this is remarkable, 302. It's one of my favorite units, I think, again, because of the view of First Church and the view down to the Symphony Office and the Palace Theater. And look at this living room this is a prime entertaining place, and the windows are phenomenal. So
I'm ready to have a party right now.
Really, it puts you in the mood. 302 is, they're all beautiful units, and this one is our contemporary unit. What it offers an opportunity for people to really, because they're seeing such different styles, everyone should be able to take away something that they can apply, to their home, to their environment, and maybe even awaken things that they never even thought of, that because it's a slightly different style. I think while I may not, generally speaking, decorate in a contemporary style, I love this unit, and there are a million things I would take out of this unit back to my house, which is more traditional.
Right, and that's part of the fun of the show house every year, is seeing what people with different tastes than you do with spaces.
Exactly. We've done a lot of work to try and partner downtown here, and the bid here in downtown Albany has been very gracious and worked with us very hard on connecting with merchants and restaurants down here. We have wonderful package deals with Yonos and with the Brown Derby. Our lunches are being catered this year by Melville's Mug down here. We have a wonderful rooftop wine and catered dinner by Yonos before the Frank Sinatra concert that the Albany Symphony is doing right at the Palace Theater. So you can come here and eat, tour the show house, have a glass of wine, and walk over to the concert. This is really as much about Vanguard and the Symphony this year as it is about bringing life back to downtown Albany, bringing new life in and supporting the Art and Business District. This building has stood here since 1928 when it was first opened as an automobile dealership. It was the first home for Les Urbach, who started the Center Gallery down here and is now celebrating 35 years, the Center Gallery, this year. So we're very proud of that, and we're featuring him, some of his life, and some of his regional artists' paintings here, and the Sorel Gallery. So it's really bigger than just Vanguard Show House. It's really partnering with many of the arts and many of the businesses to see that downtown Albany continues to thrive and grow and come back to some of the glory that it once had, and that's seated in the middle of that can be the Albany Symphony Orchestra.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sarah LeDuc.
Urban Elegance, this year's Vanguard Designer Show House, is located at 17 Chapel Street in downtown Albany. It opens today and runs through May 20th. There is free parking for the duration of the show house, and it is closed on Mondays. To learn more, visit vanguard-aso.org or call 518-366-2022. That website again is vanguard-aso.org and the phone number 518-366-2022. Barbara Richer was our tour guide, and she is the president of Vanguard's Board of Directors. I'm Sarah LeDuc, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.